This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin welcomed Ukrainian Prime Minister Denis Shmyhal to the Defense Department's Pentagon headquarters near Washington on Wednesday.
So I'm confident that we will meet Ukraine's defense needs through this spring and beyond. And as the President has repeatedly made clear, we will stand by Ukraine for as long as it takes.
The visit comes as U.S. national security agencies are investigating the release of dozens of classified documents that first appeared on social media sites in March and supposedly reveal details of military capabilities of some U.S. adversary and allies, including Ukraine. Moscow is passing a bill to make it easier and quicker to conscript and draft army recruits. AP correspondent Charles David Aizma reports.
The upper house of Russia's parliament has approved a bill that would allow authorities to issue electronic summonses to draftees and reservists amid the fighting in Ukraine. Moscow's current military service rules require the in-person delivery of notices to those who are called up for duty. In the past, many Russians avoided the draft by staying away from their address of record, and the proposed bill would close that loophole. The legislation has been put on fast track as the Russian military is preparing for an expected Ukrainian counter-offensive, which Ukraine and its Western allies say could start within weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden received a rock star-like welcome on Wednesday in Dundalka town in the Irish county where his mother's family was from. Earlier in the day, he visited the seaside Irish village of Carlingford, where hundreds of people stood in the cold, wet, and windy weather to welcome the president. He's visiting Ireland in part to trace his Irish heritage and toured a castle there. This is VOA News. Residents in northern Ethiopia's Amhara region say local fighters have briefly taken over a police station and seized weapons amid ongoing clashes between protesters and the military. Maya Misika reports from Addis Ababa.
In the Amhara region town of Mazezo, residents say they heard heavy gunfire early Wednesday as armed Amhara fighters took over a police station. One resident who did not want to be identified due to security concerns told VOA the fighters were after a delivery of weapons. He says at around 4 a.m. there was heavy gunfire at the police station and bullets were raining down on their roofs. Protests and clashes erupted in Ethiopia's Amhara region last week after the government ordered regional forces like FANO to integrate into the federal military or police. Maya Msikir for VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency on Wednesday proposed sweeping emission cuts for new cars and trucks through 2032, a move it says could mean two out of every three new vehicles automakers sell will be electric within a decade. The proposal that finalized represents the most aggressive U.S. vehicle emissions reductions plan to date, requiring 13% annual average pollution cuts and 56% reduction in projected fleet average emissions over 2026 requirements. Automakers and environmentalists say the administration is moving quickly in order to finalize new rules by early 2024 to make it harder for a future Congress or president to reverse them. Officials expect a massive industrial fire in the U.S. Midwestern state of Indiana that's forcing evacuations to continue to smolder, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Thick black smoke billowed in the sky when the fire first broke out Tuesday, something Richmond Mayor Dave Snow blames on the business owner for ignoring cleanup orders.
This person has been negligent and irresponsible, and it's led to putting a lot of people in danger.
The site was storing plastics inside and out for recycling. The EPA says so far toxins are not being emitted into the air, but County Health Director Christine Stinson says particulate matter is a concern.
These are very fine particles, and if they're breathed in, can cause all kinds of respiratory problems.
Audio courtesy WRTV. I'm Julie Walker.
Prince Harry will attend the coronation in London of his father, King Charles III, but without his wife Meghan, Buckingham Palace said on Wednesday. The announcement follows weeks of uncertainty over the presence of Harry and Meghan, who have launched a barrage of criticism on the royal family since announcing they were quitting royal duties in early 2020. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.